Hello.
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Retro Lawn Care.
That's me.
Oh, hi, my name's Tara. I'm over at Local Flash. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good. Well,
how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing Retro Lawn Care on that first page of Google for your keywords there in the area. And, well, have you done the search recently for lawn care services in your area by any chance?
I have not.
No. Okay. Well, you know, when you search for anything, maybe for you, a hardware store, right, or a restaurant, it'll show the map of the local area. It pops up in the middle of the page.
Okay.
And then next to that map, there's a list of just some of the local companies that service within that area. So, like right now in your area, they see Lavish Lawns or Redbeards. Do you know those guys at all?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I've worked with them before, but yeah.
Oh, you've worked with those guys before?
Yeah, okay. Oh. So, you're talking about the advertisement on Google?
Well, it's the local listing. So, yeah, it's not, I mean, we can do the ads too, but the reason you're getting this call today is because they had one of those local listings positions open up in that geographic area. So with the local listings, it's not the ad like the click ad. So the ads are the ones you pay for clicks. But with the local listings, you don't have to pay per click. You just pay for the position. So whether you get 50 clicks or 5 million clicks, it's all the same price. It's the position that we operate. And the reason you're getting this call today is because they had one open up in that area, so we're assigned to that area today. If we were to program you in to appear there, they stop all of these calls to the area today, and then we can't accept any additional companies in. So just like those guys, you'll always be there. You know, every time that search is performed, you'll be there to catch them too, so you won't rotate out or share your position. But it's a local listing, so they have to be searching from within your service area in order to see you. So I know that Monument is home-based for you, but are you servicing – so how far are you – are you going to, like, Denver Metro or Colorado Springs or just Monument?
No, it's just based on Monument, Palmer Lake, and Colorado Springs area, not Denver at all.
Good. Okay. That's perfect for this.
They're small. So we did it unofficially before, but I think one of our boss wanted us to be on the NSU and everything. So I understand.
Okay. Perfect. And I'm sorry. My name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
You're talking to, hello?
Yep. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're talking to Shakar. Yeah.
Shakar. It's nice to meet you, Shakar. So is it just you or are you and a partner or like a crew?
So I'm new into this, but my boss, whose name is on the listing, I think his name is Tanjil, and he's the one who runs the whole thing. We both have access to this business phone number. So we run a crew, basically, independent people employed by us taking the percentage and stuff like that. So I'm curious about this advertisement part. So if they Google this within the local area, they will see our, like, where would they see it?
Okay, so So the map of the local area, it'll pop up in the middle of the page. And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the local companies that service within that area. And there are pages and pages. You can click on more places, you know, and it'll just go to page, page, page after page. There's tons of them in there. But on that first page, there's just a handful that'll fit in each area. So that's where we would list you. And the benefit of that placement, it's just 90% of the phone calls are divided between the guys on the first page. So that's why it's valuable. And the hard part really about getting to that first page position, it's the availability of the area. So that's why I was asking how far you typically travel for the work. So for something like this, I understand that you're like an independent contractor. You're responsible for bringing in your own route, or
right. Within the the works we get, we delegate to other independent contractor within our umbrella, because we work as a middleman kind of thing. If that makes sense.
Okay, so for something like this, you would be the person that would make these final marketing decisions or marketing purchases on behalf of your part of the company, or does that have to run through
you? That is true. I still have to talk to my partner. It's not my part of the company. This is going to be the whole thing. But we are 3-4 people who are managing this entire operation with other independent workers under our umbrella, if that makes sense.
Okay. And then if you did feel like you wanted to secure that position that they have available there today, I mean, he's just a phone call away, right?
Yeah, 100%. But before I do that, I need some information to be able to make that phone call. So, you said certain positions. What position is this? Is there, how does this open up? That's one of my questions. Within the page, so let me finish this, sorry. So it's within the page, is it third position, second position? How does that being determined? Why are you calling just me, not a bunch of other people, and is there going to be a bidding war? And how much do these typically cost, and what are the return most of the time? If you could help me with that, that would be great.
Absolutely.
So for now, we have been doing word of mouth, basically, with our network within the community. And we were going small. But what you're saying is basically bringing in more clients. And for that, I need to know this information to be able to talk to my partner and expand this. This is basically going to be an expansion of the whatever we're doing. If that makes sense.
Yes. Okay. So there were a few questions in there. Let me pick that apart a little bit. So the position where you'll be listed, I can find that out. I need to grab Ben, my director for the area. I can find that out. That's going to depend on where they're searching from. So when different areas like Colorado Springs might be different than it is a Monument, the number where you'll be listed. But you say, why did we call just you? So you're not the only one on this list. So all of the Google Channel partners were assigned to that area today. So as long as you and I are on this call, the system won't allow any other calls to go out in that area. Now, once you and I hang up this call, then the next call is already in the queue. They're already queued up to dial the next qualified company in the area. And it just keeps dialing until it's filled. Once the position fills, it stops all of the calls to the area today, and then we can't accept any additional companies in. Even if they say, hey, I'm going to pay $500 more for that spot each month, they can't do it. It's one business per position. We give you that in writing, and that's how they ensure that you'll always be up there on that first page. So the listings, they're first come, first serve, and the fees are the same. So I'm going to pull up the pricing. I know you're going to need to know that in order to call your partner. And then while we were talking, I was messaging Ben. He's my director for the area, and I'm asking him about your question about the position that you'll be listed in. Grab him. He knows more about that than I do. He's the regional manager for the state of Colorado. Here he comes to help me.
Hey there. Thanks, Tara.
Thank you, Ben.